Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. Maria, I'm so sorry. We had a little bit of an issue there with the studio. So I'm here, and we talk about Christmas angels and what they're all about and how you work with them, and it's specifically for holidays. I hope you guys can hear me. Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay. They're specifically for the holidays, and are for the Christmas holidays. And it's a weird thing because I've really never known about them. A little bit, but not really connected to them too much. And this morning, actually yesterday morning, I was like, wow, there's all these little angels here. But they weren't romance angels, and they go, we're holiday angels. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And our Christmas angels and, you know, our holiday angels. And, you know, just to give you guys a heads up, I think in the middle 1800s is when Christmas became a legal holiday. Anyway, and I said, okay, what am I supposed to do with you guys? And I said, tell me a little bit about yourself, right? Like I'm doing an interview. So it's not exactly like that. But the message I got from them is that they're here to give us joy and love and hope and miracles, okay? And so they said, we're going to, if you have people that call in, and we do, that want to know if they have a message from their Christmas angel, then I'm going to share that with you and let you know who they are, or let you know their message for you. So what does that look like to you? First of all, I go, are you only here for Christmas? And the message that I got, they're holiday angels for you. And is every day a holiday? And they go, well, you can work with us every day at Christmas, but most people relate to us at Christmas time. Because, you know, even though we don't even understand it, our hearts are open, and we really have the ability to, if this is the angel talking, we really have the ability to, it's almost like granting wishes, and that's really what it felt like. That they could grant wishes. So anyway, I see we've got callers already. So I'm assuming if you hit one on your phone that you want to be, you want to know your Christmas angel, and if there's a message from them, and or if you have a particular miracle, I call it a miracle, or something that you're looking to create this holiday season. Maybe that's going to carry you out for the rest of the year. Maybe it has to do with love. Maybe it has to do with a romance. Maybe it has to do with a life choice. Maybe it has to do with something that you're expecting to happen around the holiday season. You know, I'm saying Christmas because I look at Christmas as a holiday, not as a religious thing. So maybe it's Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever for you. But these are holiday angels, you know, that you can have for yourself. So if you want to have a Christmas, Christmas angel message, then what I'm going to suggest is you hit one on your phone. And let's see what we got, okay? One on your phone. Okay, hold on a second. I see a couple ones here on the phone. Be one. It's all good. Okay. Is this who I think it is? Is this Allison? Allie. Allison?
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah, our miracle is get a better phone service, Tori, right? No, I'm kidding. So, you're right.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, I might have to move for that one. Anyway, so Allison, I know you and I work together. She's somebody I work with a lot. And I said, listen, I got a Christmas angel message for you. So you understand what these guys are. And when I'm telling you that they're only here for Christmas is all about having that kind of love in your heart all year round. Here's a message for you. You get caught up in the why isn't it working, whatever that might be, okay, because business and personal, and your angelic message is it's going to work no matter what, but how fast it works means what you fill your brain, your body, and your spirit with. This is going to sound so corny. I'm not a big TV watcher, but like you need to be super careful about what you're investing in your mind, you know, as we all are. I mean, I have to do that too. You know, so therefore I don't drive a lot on 95 during the holiday season. I'm just kidding. But your Christmas angel, she looks like she's a little cherub. She's got blonde hair. She's got really blue eyes. Her mouth, she's very, very beautiful. And I'm asking for a name, and I'm not getting it.
Oh, hold on. She says, my name is Lacey Y. Lacey, I think. And she says, your Christmas miracle is that it's going to work out. You know what that is. It's important that you ingest good stuff in your body, in your mind, and in your heart. She goes, it's almost like you got to watch TV Hallmark Channel. Have you ever watched Hallmark Channel? I love Lucille Ball.
No. Watch the Hallmark Channel? Okay.
Yeah, it's like feeding your brain that kind of stuff. I was like, what? And I think they got Christmas shows on now anyway. But, you know, in the morning times, I'm not a big TV watcher, but I love Lucille Ball. And they play old reruns of Lucille, and my mom used to watch them. And so, but you've got to be really set yourself up with that. Sometimes it's not, okay, thank you. It's not about having, she goes, call on me. She goes, you can, but when you have that Christmas spirit in you all the time, she goes, that's great, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? She goes, and it's really about our work, this holiday magic, because we could all have that all the time. She goes, expect the most amazing things to happen for you, and you're looking for a miracle, and you know what it is. And she goes, it's not the obvious one, it's the one that's not so obvious. And she said, what I really want you to do, if you can, is really be careful what you ingest and put in your mind. And you need to have fun. And she goes, having fun goes, it means like having play energy, enjoying your life. And you do the Course in Miracles, but sometimes it's about like watching, I guess, old Lucille Ball movies or the holiday magic movies on Hallmark or whatever, but having fun and lightening up. And that's going to give you that big miracle that you're looking for. Okay?
Okay. All right.
I think it is, but you already have that. It's something different. Okay?
Oh, you're breaking up. I didn't.
Hold on one second. The miracle isn't what you think it is. It's something different. Okay? So what does that mean? Miracle? Okay. Miracle isn't what you think it is. It's something different. She says, you already have that miracle. She goes, my name is Lacey. There's also another one behind her. She's this one is holding Holly, like the Holly, you know what I mean? I was like, mm-hmm. Where's the male one for me that's holding the mistletoe? Hello, count me, sign me up, right? Okay. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. You guys, we have fun here at Angel Coaches. So that's a message for you, okay? So let me recap that. You're looking for a miracle, all right, or a big thing to happen. See what you think it is because you already have that. She's telling me that it's something else, that it's something that you don't know. It's on the back burner. But once you have this and realize that you already have it, you get all the miracles, that all the love, all the Christmas magic. She goes, I can work with you all year, but most people don't think about carrying the Christmas magic all year round. And that's really what your message is. And she goes, you need to play a little bit more because you're too serious. That's a big message there. So watching, you know, Lucille Ball, because I don't watch TV in the morning time, but when I do, I've watched it on Hallmark, and there's Lucille Ball and all those characters on there. And right now they have holiday movies that are magical and fun and just help you believe in miracles, okay? My daughter calls them sappy, but we'll see, right? But anyway, so it's all good.
Okay.
All right, good. I hope that helps you. Okay, hold on a minute.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you.
You bet. So anyway, that's fun. All right, so the next one. Who else have we got here? I don't know if I can get the names. Okay. Names are important, aren't they? It's Tree. And who am I speaking with? Hello?
Victoria.
Victoria, I thought your number, it didn't register the one I usually got. I thought, is that Victoria? Because I know the exchanges. Hey, honey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. And I am looking, let's see, I see three angels in front of me. Ghost of Christmas. But you have some holiday angels yourself, Christmas angels. You have a miracle, a message from them. Okay, I got this the other day, and you're really the one that really inspired this, okay? Because you were talking about the four elements. They're trying to give you, really cement that for you, because when you understand the four elements and how you can work with people with them, and you guys, Victoria's a coach here too. She's amazing. She was talking about, and I'm sharing this with everybody that's listening in. The four elements are really important to you to understand, okay? And so you need to really think, have a meditation for that so people can listen to it and figure out which one their body needs. And because you're already tapping into that. So there's a real mm-hmm. big lesson there for people. Okay, so your angels are saying, or this one is saying, and hold on, I'm trying to get her name. And, oh man, I don't know her name. Hold on just a second. She's showing it to me. I'll have to, it's like berries on the holly, but I don't know what she's trying to tell me. But anyway, she looks like you a little bit. She's red hair. It's a female. I'm not saying all of them are female, but this one who shows up is female. And she's got red hair, like bright, bright red hair. And she showed me the berries on the holly. And she says, I'm here. And like she did with Allison, and I'm going to say this, I think this is the way it is with everybody. She is saying that you have got to, you can work with her all year round. But most people relate to these little, I'm going to call them diva angels. They're just beautiful. Around Christmas time. Okay, sparkles and berries. Okay, she's showing me sparkles, like sparkles and berries, and then she's the one that gives I don't know what that means, but she's saying, call me sparkles or whatever. Isn't that that's a cute little name. She looks like a little girl, very fiery red hair, beautiful brown eyes. Her eyebrows go with her hair, and she's curvy, like a curvy little child. You know, not curvy, but I want to say chunky, but not really chunky. You know what I'm saying? He's very
husky.
You know, we're Allison. Yeah, husky's okay. Okay, can you understand that? I'm like, yeah. She says, work on the four elements. And she goes, the dream that you're looking for with the great love is coming because you're working on yourself and your body and your mind and your spirit. And she goes, you had something happen in the past couple of days that slowed you down because you needed to slow down and you needed to get these messages. And she's saying that great that you're going to working on the four elements, not only the one that you're using, but the four that everybody, we all have, and presenting that to people here that are listening now and will listen later. And guys, this is such a key, important thing that she's working on within her own spirituality. Will help all of you guys tap into your angels. Sparkles, but she's like waving this wand, it sparkles, and it's going over the berries and everything like that. So anyway, she says, and they're great holiday names, aren't they? I love that. So, they say that that's how we distinguish them from different types of angels. But I've really never worked with these, but you're really one of the ones that really influences, because right after I spoke to you, I was like, who are these angels, these things? So I hope that helps you, okay? So, and I think you know the miracle, you're the guy, the miracle, Christmas miracles, anything can happen. And guys who are listening now or who will listen later or download it later, it is really important for you guys to know that this is a season of miracles and the energy is here for everybody to tap in. Victoria, I know that you don't watch a lot of TV because you're a little horseback rider, but, you know, really feed your brain music and TV that will help you. Alice's message was about playing a little bit more. And, we all meditate, and I know you're doing some great meditations, but have the heart of a child. That's really what I think that these angels are sharing with us. Because, you know, have you ever seen a kid at Christmas? I want a pool for myself, a pool for my grandma, and my neighbor needs a pool too, right? You know, anything's possible, and that's really what we have to remember, okay? So the little Christmas angels that we have, all right? So that's a good thing. And four elements, work on that. And it's like whatever you're doing, this is the season to really bring that in. So do not get depressed. Feed your brain some good stuff there. Open your heart to open your mind and body and heart to have that as a child, and you're gonna get your guy, your guy, whatever else you're looking, your guy. Okay, because what you're doing now is gonna attract him to come to you. Okay, as you've been doing, but you want a guy to be as open and sweet and have that open heart, sexy too. We all want our guys to be sweet and sexy, not just sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see for you. Okay, so thank you.
Cool.
And
thank
for
you.
For the four elements. All right, right? Hold on one second. Okay, let's see here what we got. Okay. Hi, this is Therese.
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth, how are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Florida.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm coming from Fort Lauderdale.
Ah, Fort Lauderdale. Okay. Elizabeth, you have a, you want to know the Christmas angels around you, right? Let's look at them.
Yes, I met you in the health food store.
Oh, you did. That's right. How are you?
Yes.
I'm so glad to be. I know. You just moved here from, I can't remember where you told me you moved, you and your guy. Okay.
New York.
Yes, that's right. It's a little cold there, but getting used to the weather here. So welcome to the show. I'm so glad.
Thank you.
Facebook.com/angelcoaches. So I never tell people that. I've got a lot more followers on Blog Talk, but I'm trying to really pitch it. Okay, so you and your guy are just moved here. How long have you lived here for? Because I want to tap in and see who your Christmas angel is. You believe in an angel, too. We're talking about that.
Been here.
You guys just will.
For what?
Yeah. Oh,
one
go
month.
Ahead. One month.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I met her at the health food store. I was buying health food candy bars. And we were all looking at the cookies because never met a cookie I didn't like. So, anyway, I'm looking at your angel now. Hold on, Elizabeth. Okay, here's how I see. I see a young, it's like a young, really slim, slender angel. She's wearing red and green. She's working with you and your boyfriend. Okay, too, by the way, both have Christmas angels here. And she says, what is your name? And she goes, you can call me Mistletoe. Okay, kisses. So, you know, she's like, they all have these little mistletoes. She's like, I'm here all around the mistletoes. I was like, okay, cool. So she goes, I'm working with her and her boyfriend, her and your fiance. And she goes, you've got three, it's like she showed me three things that you're really looking to create. I'm going to say it like this because this is what she's asking me to say it like. If I weren't talking about Christmas, okay, the energy here is amazing to have miracles happen, okay, around this time of year. And she said, okay, so you have three, it's almost like three wishes, all right? So she goes, the three things that you're looking to create most, you know, like prosperity, right, get settled. Are you trying to get a job, a different job, or go to school, or what are you trying to do?
I am trying to, you know, find out what I'm meant to do. I'm not satisfied really with the jobs I have now and money. But I'm trying to find, like, you know, my
soul purpose
and goal. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you this because this is what she's asking me to share with you now, okay? But here's the deal. Mm-hmm. It's like I got told to drop the book by that I wrote called The Law of It. You mean there's a law that says it's attracted to me. So I'm going to drop that book by to you at your work because I'm going to be there tomorrow working out at Orange Theory. And if you're there, I'll leave it. Okay, so this will help you because it's got prayers and mantras. Are you there tomorrow or Saturday?
Yes, 10 to 4.
Okay. 10 to 4. I'm going to be there. Funny mention, I would be there at noon, so it's all good.
Oh,
I'll drop the book by. But she says there's three things. One of the things that I feel with you, and I got this the other day, is that you have a great work to do in spirituality and metaphysics if you choose. And I'll talk to you more about that when I drop the book by. But she says that you're getting ready to get something that's going to give you money, more cash flow, and it's going to be a step toward working in your life purpose, your soul's purpose. Your boyfriend, which one of you is connected to music, you or he?
Oh, more me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's something with you in listening to music in the morning time before you start your day. And she says it's gonna start, you know, I don't know if you play it, listen to it, meditate to it, whatever you do. But music is a vehicle for you to really create prosperity. Because it gets your creativity flowing, okay? And so this young lady, your angel, Mistletoe, isn't that cool? I was like, I need to be called, I'm going to call myself Mistletoe. Mistletoe, kiss me. Okay. It would be great. Really hot looking guys. Just kidding. Not really. But she's like, she's there with you. And she says, so you guys have three wishes. It's like three things. And this is the energy of miracles is here. So ask for them, but money's one of them, and cash flow and your soul's purpose, all of it tied together. But the next job that you get, If you're just asking for her and just saying a little prayer, say, help me, Mistletoe, to create that miracle, that energy, and keep it flowing so it can attract more mm-hmm. money. There's also something with school. Is that you or he? Are you trying
it's
to
what?
Get back to school? School. Is there, there's something with school.
I the school already. He's doing himself, not in school, but he's doing his own studying.
Doing his own, yeah, just like a guy to be able to teach themselves and go to school themselves and write the course. I love men. They're good at that.
Yeah. teaching himself. Yeah.
He's what now? I'm sorry.
He's teaching himself. Business.
Okay. So he's doing his own schooling and education and studying. Good for him.
Yeah.
Is he trying to start his own business?
He's trying to do that, yes. But you know, our relationship is good. And, you know, I don't want to give up. I don't feel like that's right. But
yeah,
he might be giving up on me because...
I understand.
You know, he gets a lot of my thoughts, which I'm trying to better myself, you know, for the sake of... our relationship and everything. So,
you know, I want to talk to you about that because I think that I'm going to drop that book by and I want to take about 5 minutes of your time tomorrow if you can take some time with me and I'll share a couple of things that will really help you guys. But I think
Thank
one
you.
Of the wishes that you have, because you've got one angel working with you both, and I was like a little surprised about that, but there's not a mistake there. The mistake is to help you with your relationship. And that's one of your miracles. That's one of your, she's saying, there's three wishes
mm-hmm.
here, and that's one of your miracles that you can have, or your wishes that you can have, and that's the one that,
yeah.
that your angel, Christmas angel, would like to give to you, okay? So, because he both. How about that? He's not going anywhere, just looking, let me tell you, okay? So he's going to be there for a little while. Just hang in there, my dear. And I'll stop by tomorrow because I've got a class at noon, and then I'll drop the book by tea after I'm done, okay? Does that sound good?
That would be great, angel.
Y'all, you bet. You thank you for calling in. Like us on Facebook, yes. facebook.com/angelcoaches. Okay, so anyway, it's a pleasure. All right, thanks. Thank you so much. All right, let
thank
me
you.
Call it. Oh my gosh, this is my fellow traveler. Hey, honey, how are you?
Oh dear gosh, how are you?
Good. You know what?
Never
it's so funny
drive with... long distance with Therese.
Listen,
she's getting
I'm
in the car
something.
At 8:30 at night, and she goes, "Let me tell you something. My new glasses didn't come in, and I can't see at night."
I know. You know what? You got to see these glasses. They're so good looking. I really like them. Now
we're
getting
sure.
some contact. Yeah, I'm
glad you have them now that we're back.
I know. You guys, I went to anybody who's listening now or download later. I went to. You know what I'm talking about. They make glasses an hour. But because of my astigmatism, I couldn't get them until Friday. And we left on Wednesday night. James was amazing. He's like such a great driver. And we had some real, real funny stories with it. Great singer, too. So we were able to sing some Christmas carols on the way back. And James, here's the deal that I got. You've got a guy, it's like a little boy and a little girl around you. They're Christmas angels. Both of them are together. And I think it's because you have the yin and the yang, the male and the female. You know, you're so balanced in that. I wish we all could be that balanced. and there's more reasons than just one why you're balanced like that. And I know what you're thinking, but you are. And one of the things that I'm getting with this is like certain things that have been a challenge for you in the past year, okay? You can really ask for their help, and they're gonna let it go, and it's ending anyway. But they can help you facilitate that because that's a big miracle for you, and where you're gonna be able to travel lightly. You know, I'm not trying to say too much because I'm not sure who's listening to the show, but you understand, okay? And so you've got a little boy and a little girl. The little girl, she says, "My name is Crystal," and the little boy. He goes, "You can call me," and it's not a Christmas name, but he goes, "You can call me Phoenix." And my sense about that is with you, because these are with you all the time. But it's like you're a phoenix rising from the ashes, creating some amazing things. okay? And that's what I'm getting because he showed me that. And the little girl, she's the one that softens everything up and everybody. But whatever miracle you're wishing to create in your relationship, okay, with your health, you know, with and I say this to everybody, with life choices, with prosperity in every area, these guys will help you with it, okay? Especially the one that the relationship, we all have had relationship challenges with our loved ones. That is really what's paramount, and they ask them for your help, and they're going to help you make that happen quicker. I know that you're using things to help you with, you know, some of us have food. I know you're doing your things to help you with your smoking and all that, and it's working. And
right.
So they ask for their help as well, because that's your health. And and then you understand, I'm not going to say too much here, but, you know, your new things that are happening, they're there to help it too,
mm-hmm.
as well. Okay? Does that make sense?
It makes total
yeah.
sense. Well, my angel told me that I needed to apologize to you on air for being
oh.
such a mean and nasty driver who was on the patch and not smoking. So I do have to apologize for that. But I still think you could ride in the trunk sometimes.
There you go. Well, we had a great time. I love you, man. You were,
we did.
We had a we did. James, by the way, is a great singer, you guys. You should hear him sing, and we had such a good time. And you singing carols with me. How many of you guys have ever ridden on a long drive and been able to sing Christmas carols? Not till the day after Thanksgiving, though, do we sing that, because James is a total whatever holiday we're in to stay in. So that was good.
You're right.
Cool. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Those
one,
are
though,
the
too,
rules.
Well. Yeah.
After
the
turkey,
rules.
Then we get Santa.
That was fun. Anyway, you guys, James, thank you so much. It was wonderful, and thank you for whatever you said and did. And you guys, Christmas miracles happen. This is such a time for them. And these little angels, I saw them with Victoria the other day, and it's so nice. You've got two of them there with you, a little boy, a little girl. And they're not young teenagers. They're a little boy and a little girl. I think that's always to help you keep in touch with your inner child, which you have no problem with. And
obviously.
You know, there you go. So we're, you know, you guys just remember that. And this, as I said, they're Christmas, but they say you can use this all the time. But most people have such a more open heart in the heart of a child. Even the most bitter and angry person does, because they remember some sort of great magic on Christmas, whether it's been watching it with other people or watching it on TV or whatever. So you guys remember that. Ask for their help. And James, thank you so very much. I appreciate finishing the show up with you. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angels. You betcha. facebook.com/angelcoaches. And I'm going to post an article on Facebook I want you guys to read. It's one I wrote, but I think you guys will appreciate the humor in it and most of all the truth in it. So anyway, you got any suggestions about shows you want to hear from us in the future, let us know. And our next show is Sunday, and it's all about relationships and angels. And Elizabeth, if you're listening, still listening, you should. That's a great show. And all our shows are recorded, so you can download them anytime. And they're from 365, 24/7. Take care, everybody. Have a great now, and we will see you on Sunday. Bye, James.
Bye.